Welcome to your Ethereum News Roundup. Here's your latest for Wednesday, April 10th, 2024. Uniswap receives a Wells notice from the SEC. Chainlink functions go live on Base. Layer N launches its Phase 1 testnet. And Swell opens deposits for its Layer 2 network. All this and more starts right after this message. This episode is made possible thanks to Optimism's retroactive funding rounds. To support this podcast, please collect today's episode as an NFT on Base at ethdaily.io/NFT. Uniswap Labs has received a Wells notice from the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission, indicating the regulator's intention to bring an enforcement action against the decentralized exchange. Hayden Adams, Uniswap's founder and CEO, expressed his readiness to fight the SEC's move, emphasizing his commitment to defend Uniswap and the broader crypto industry. Marvin Amori, Uniswap's chief legal officer, said that the SEC's arguments are weak, adding that the commission does not have jurisdiction to regulate non-securities assets, lacks the grounds to categorize the Uniswap protocol as either a securities exchange or broker, and that Unitoken does not qualify as a security. The Wells notice is part of a broader pattern of SEC enforcement actions targeting major crypto exchanges, including Coinbase, Kraken, and Shapeshift. Chainlink launched Chainlink functions on Base, allowing developers to connect smart contracts to APIs for executing trust-minimized computations. Chainlink functions allow for the retrieval of API data and the execution of custom off-chain logic. Developers on Base can now access the Chainlink functions playground to integrate new features into their dApps. Chainlink is a decentralized Oracle network that connects smart contracts with external data sources. With over $5.3 billion in assets on its Layer 2 network, Base is now the third largest rollup by total value locked. Layer N launched the first phase of its public testnet. Layer N is a Layer 2 network of rollups interconnected through a unified communication and liquidity layer. Layer N supports the deployment of general VMs on its execution layer and uses EigenDA for data availability. Base 1 introduces the Nord VM as the network's first custom VM implementation. Users can now interact with Nord VM by bridging and conducting transactions on the rollup. And lastly, Swell Network opened deposits for its Layer 2 network, allowing users to deposit native Ether, staked Ether, Swell Ether, restaked Swell Ether, EETH, and ALT tokens. The Layer 2 network, built on Polygon CDK, introduces a restaked rollup architecture that offers native restaking yields and uses restaked Swell ETH as its native gas token. The Swell Layer 2 network is scheduled for a mainnet rollout in the third quarter of this year. In other news, Dune Analytics supports Lens Protocol data. EigenDA surpasses $400 million worth of delegated stake, and Delve launches its Hyperdrive public testnet. This has been a roundup of today's top news stories in Ethereum. You can support this podcast by subscribing and following us on X at ETH Daily. Also subscribe to our newsletter at ethdaily.io. Thanks for listening. We'll see you tomorrow.